Dr. Solomon, first of all, tell me how long you've been working with the Grains Council here in...
I've been almost working for the council for 18 years.
Wonderful. And you've certainly, from everybody we've met, they've really seemed to respect you and value your advice. So when it comes to where we are now here today with this corn mission team, what is it that they're seeing today that is so much different and better than what we've had in the past?
In the past we had very primitive system, closed system, terrible system. Once you have a closed system, you are inviting diseases. It's laborious, many labors, and veterinarian cost is huge, and so on. And consequently, I forgot to tell you about the construction cost. Construction cost in the open feedlot is by far much cheaper, while the other is made of concrete and the brakes very expensive. So very expensive for them from every side, to the extent that their profit margin was very marginal. But when the council introduced the concept of U.S. feedlot, open corral, cost of construction is low, and once you have an open system, you have less diseases, less feed cost, less labor cost. A man will serve here about 500 heads, no problem. So the profit margin increased tremendously. We increased also meat production, beef production in Egypt. Egypt has a future, for huge future for beef, for milk, for broilers, for fish, and we have expanded. We really lubricated things to expand in the four sectors to the extent that Egypt, which was importing 1.2 million metric tons of corn in the year 1991 or 92, now is importing 5 million metric tons of corn, and in a matter of 2 years' time, we're going to reach 6 million at least, because the poultry sector is working with 50% of its capacity due to avian flu, and we are working in the dairy sector to improve things, and we are purchasing American Holsteins now to expand on milk production and beef production. We have 1.6 million heads of buffalo calves and culled heifers. We raise 350, and we hope to reach maximum later on. You have seen some feedlots today. Egypt now has moved from the closed system to open corral to feedlots. We have almost 400 big, feedlots ranging in capacity from 500 heads to 2,000 heads. Imagine. And the per capita consumption is very low. Beef, 7 kilos, poultry, 8 kilos, eggs, 80 eggs per year, milk, 50 kilos, very limited. So the potential is there to expand and produce more animal proteins, because per capita income has increased from $650 per year in 1985 to $2,000 now. That means more animal protein consumption, which means more raising of beef, fish, poultry, you name it, and more corn and more DDGS and more corn gluten meal, corn gluten feed.
Well, you mentioned the DDGS. That was one thing that I really have noticed since we've been here in Egypt is how acceptable they are finding feeding DDGs to animals here.
Yes.
Obviously, with the assistance of the Grains Council to help bring that about.
Well, sir, we introduced DDGS in the year 06. We get it registered in the feed registration table in Egypt, accepted, and then we introduced in the year 2006, we introduced 6,000 metric tons as just for an introduction, and now we reached 80,000 metric tons, and in a matter of 2 years' time, there will be 200,000 metric tons or more.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you very much for just guiding us around here while we've been in Egypt. It's been fascinating, and I know we've got to keep moving here because we've got some more buffalo to see.
I thank you, sir, so much to bring those wonderful people from the States to come to see the other world, the other part of the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I hope you enjoy seeing the buffaloes, my buffaloes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.